Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson from Matthew 20 as it's been read. The parable begins with the words, "The kingdom of heaven is like." Simile or metaphor? I used to teach English. The kingdom of heaven is like. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not like the world, or hadn't you noticed? In the world, we work hard to get ahead. In the world, you get what's coming to you. In the world, those who work harder and longer get more. That's what the world is like. How many of you, when you were very young, got an allowance from your parents? Did you? Okay. I bet my story is very similar to yours. Mine goes back a few years. When I was little, I got an allowance at home for doing chores around the house. I got 25 cents a week. It was the late 50s. 25 cents a week, and I did my job, and my mom checked, and my dad would ask, and on Saturday, I got my 25 cent allowance. Five nickels. Well, for a little kid, I was rich. Five nickels. But I learned that the first nickel would go to church with me tomorrow to put in the Sunday school offering. The next two nickels would go into my piggy bank, never to be touched unless my parents gave permission. And the rest, then, I could spend. And you could buy a lot with two nickels in the late 50s. At the candy store. And I thought this was a wonderful thing because I knew mom and dad needed help and they were willing to pay for it. They were hiring me. Not in the world. They didn't need me to do those things around the house. Mom and dad could have done them better and faster than I ever could. But they were doing them to teach me some lessons. They were doing them not because they needed me, my help, but they needed me to learn tithing. They needed me to learn how to put aside every week something to return to the Lord. They needed to teach me about financial wisdom, like saving every week and then being careful when I spent the money to get the best possible value. They were teaching me lessons. It was a pure gift. That 25 cents was a gift. It wasn't earned. But mom and dad used them, and I bet your parents did something similar with you. It was such a wonderful thing. In our parable for today, the vineyard owner went out looking for workers. Okay, and when he found them, what did he do? He gave them a job. How many of you are still working today? Yeah. Somebody gave you that job. It's a gift. Think of it that way. A gift from the Lord, a gift from the employer. Okay? And so these workers got a job. It was a gift for them. And so it goes throughout the day, inviting more and more to come into his vineyard. He wants to hire as many as he can. I wonder how many of you saw it's kind of a hard movie to watch, Schindler's List. If you've seen that movie, then you know at the end, Oscar Schindler was regretful that he hadn't saved more. I could have done more. I could have done more, he said. And that's the way I think it is with our Lord. He wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants to hire everyone. He wants everyone to be a part of his church. In the small catechism, and we shared this morning in Bible class, in the explanation of the third article of the creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus my Lord or come to him, but it's the Holy Spirit who calls me by the gospel and enlightens me with his gifts. And so in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus calls and invites us to come. Our citizenship in heaven is a pure gift. It's not earned. It's not our pay. It comes to us only by God's grace, His undeserved love for us. And so there are those who are welcomed into His kingdom at the baptismal font as infants, which was probably the case for many or most of us. There are others who are called by God in midlife. Others later in the day. And even a few, like the thief who died beside Jesus on the cross in his last hours, who come to know Jesus as their Savior and friend. And everybody, no matter what, they receive the same love, they receive the same forgiveness, they receive the same promise of heaven, they receive the same salvation. Because they all earned it? Not one of them. Because they all deserved it? Not me. But because it was a gift of love, freely given. Some take up his task in mourning, we just sang. Some responding to their Lord soon. Some are called in heat of midday. Others late in afternoon. Even as the sun is setting, some are sent into the field, there to gather in the bounty that God's word so richly yields. We do not earn God's love, we don't deserve it, and we can never pay Him back. Kind of like that allowance that many of us got as little children. A gift of God, a wonderful gift, for which we always give thanks. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise and we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father.